Good America Network News. I'm Blake Cripps. Governor Sam Brownback signing a bill this week that tightens welfare rules in Kansas. The HOPE Act reduces the total amount of time families can receive benefits from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program. The limit had been 36 months. Now it's been reduced to 24 months. The state can add the 12 months back for certain hardships. Brownback says the goal is to get people back into jobs.
And this is encouraging people to get back in the workforce on a sooner basis so that the deterioration of those work skills doesn't continue to happen.
Opponents say 24 months isn't always enough time in emergency situations like the loss of a job or a medical crisis. The new law takes effect in July. According to the Kansas Department for Children and Families, about 400 households will hit that two-year limit on benefits over the next 12 months. Mid-America Network News.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club has everything you need to host the perfect cookout for less this Memorial Day holiday. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, only $1.88 per pound. USDA Choice Angus beef ribeye steak, just $9.98 per pound. And members get a dollar off an 8-pack of fresh sweet corn. Make Sam's Club your summer fun destination as you prep your cookout celebration this Memorial Day. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has new water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without causing damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot, exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
A 19-year-old man in Wichita has pled guilty to amended charges in connection to the double murder of two people in their home back in 2014. Carlos De La Cadena Edwards pled to the charges just before his trial was set to begin on Monday. He's pled guilty to second-degree intentional murder and a count of aggravated robbery. De La Cadena Edwards was 17 at the time of the crime but was charged as an adult. According to the county district attorney, the plea agreement will have the teen likely spending about three decades in prison. And the city of Wichita and its county finally on the same page when it comes to a new law enforcement training center. That page is a unanimously approved letter of intent that was signed yesterday to build the new center on the Wichita State University Innovation Campus. Both bodies are expected to approve the $9.5 million project with formal votes. Commissioners and council members held an NBank hearing on Tuesday. The county's Fire District 1 also gets access to the city's regional training center for its firefighters under the deal. Mid-America Network News.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A civil liberties organization has sent a letter to 30 youth group homes in Nebraska after it said it received complaints that some children have been turned away from homes for being gay. The American Civil Liberties Union of Nebraska said in the letter sent Wednesday that it recently fielded complaints from probation officers and legal representatives. The complaints say that the children have been rejected for placement solely based on the child's sexual orientation. University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds has proposed a budget that includes a 2.5% tuition increase, as well as additional money for financial aid, employee salaries, and an economic development project. Bounds unveiled the package for the upcoming fiscal year yesterday. The university's Board of Regents will consider it at a May 25th meeting. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features features like available pro trailer backup assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Class's full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
Be the first to experience a new universal loader from Quaker. This all-purpose Pro Loader is perfect for an 80 to 135 horsepower tractor. Quaker Pro Loaders enable you to roll back larger loads with superior lift capacity and heights. The soft ride nitrogen accumulator is easy riding, making it easier on the mount, the loader, the tractor, and you. The 1545 Pro Loader is a universal loader that fits a variety of tractors. Come experience the Quaker 1545 Pro Loader today at Brunet Implement Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins has filed for a sixth term as U.S. Representative for Kansas' 2nd Congressional District, which includes the southern two-thirds of Marshall County, including Blue Rapids, Waterville, Frankfort, Beatty, Vermilion, and Valete. An injury accident was reported last Tuesday night in Pottawatomie County and involved three teenagers from Frankfort. A pickup driven by Jay Suther, age 18, wrecked at around 10:30 p.m. on K-13 north of Cedar Creek Road. Suther and a passenger in the vehicle, Riley Halvers, age 18, were transported to area hospitals. Matthew Stoddard, age 17, was not injured. An injury accident Saturday evening in Gage County was reported on Linden near South 10th Road. The driver, a 16-year-old from Beatrice, lost control. The vehicle went in the ditch. The driver was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Two other passengers were not injured. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office is seeking information regarding theft of a trailer and a UTV from a business at the west edge of Seneca sometime during the early morning hours, May 9th. Additional information on the loss of about $6,000 in various tools is asked. Please contact the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office with any details. River Valley Extension District will feature a winter canola field day next Wednesday, May 25th, near Concordia. Research on winter canola relating to Kansas growing conditions will be discussed. The field day begins at 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 25th, southeast of Concordia at Brad Burks Field. The event is free and does not require pre-registration. For additional information, phone the Concordia Extension Office, 243-8185. A staff member for U.S. Senator Jerry Moran will be at the Washington Chamber of Commerce Coffee Thursday, May 19th, 9 until 10 at the dining hall at the Washington County Hospital. Anyone is welcome to attend. James A. Matthewson, age 46, passed away Tuesday. Funeral mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 1 until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for James Matthewson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potato with gravy, wheat bread, pickled beets, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, chicken salad, wheat bread, vegetable soup, veggie plate, and grape salad. Check of a school and community calendar. Regional softball and baseball competition continues. 8th grade promotion scheduled this evening at 7. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rain showers continue across the high plains today, parts of Montana into Idaho, as well as the Pacific Northwest. More rain in the deep south. More rain, more thunder showers across Oklahoma, Texas. That's all shifting east toward Arkansas, Louisiana. Scattered showers and thunderstorms across the Gulf coastal states, up the mid-Atlantic states, and across Florida today. And, of course, the possibility for locally strong storms again today in southern Texas, a possibility from Dallas south, that shifting eastward into the Gulf coastal states on Friday. And over the weekend, parts of Florida, the Carolina coast, may see some locally heavy thunder showers. Heavy rain, of course, too, in that proximity. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse.
Average high temperature mid-May, 76. The average low, 55. Sunset this evening, 8:32. Sunrise in the morning, 6:05. Some clouds this morning, 52 degrees. Winds are light from the south. Barometer 30.12 inches. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of May. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Congratulations, class of 2016 and graduates of Marysville High School from our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. Graduates include Sarah Hugh, Wendy Kloppenberg, Allie Court, Grace Lupke, Allison Manley, Andy Markwick, Kayla Martin, Alexander McInerney, Emily Meinhardt, Kayla Milner, Crystal Mortero, Shale Tanoff, and Madison Nieberding. A salute to the class of 2016 from First Commerce Bank, Free CPA, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, CanEquip, Kinsley Mortuary, and Brian Kroc with Farm Bureau Financial Services. A salute to our KNDY Sports Booster Club winner, Aubrey Peschel, as well. Marysville girls softball and boys baseball teams advance in regional play. Marysville softball team took Nema Hall Central 6-3. They face Council Grove this afternoon at 3:30 at Silver Lake. Marysville baseball team victorious over Beloit 9-6. They take on Council Grove at Minneapolis this afternoon. That's at 2 o'clock.
The Marysville Area Community Theater invites you to Slightly Off-Broadway, the music of Sinatra, Friday at 7:30 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. This free performance features local artists singing the songs of Frank Sinatra. This is also your chance to buy season tickets for MX next season. This Friday at 7:30, it's Sinatra.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency released a proposal on Wednesday to increase renewable fuel volume requirements across all types of biofuels under the renewable fuel standard. While agriculture and farm groups applaud the increase, industry groups say the increase is not enough. The proposal would increase total renewable fuel volumes by nearly 700 million gallons between 2016 and 17. The conventional biofuel amount of 14.8 billion gallons is an increase from 14.5 billion in 2016. The EPA says the increase will achieve 99% of the congressional target of 15 billion gallons. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score argues the ethanol industry fully capable of meeting the 15 billion gallon target set by Congress. Now for biodiesel, the EPA proposal would establish a 2.1 billion gallon biomass diesel requirement in 2018, up from the 2 billion gallon requirement for 2017. But Ann Steckel of the National Biodiesel Board says the industry has plenty of feedstock and production capacity to exceed 2.5 billion gallons today and can certainly do so by 2018. The EPA will accept comments on their proposal for the next 60 days. Leading agriculture lenders could feel the squeeze of a weaker farm economy thanks to heavy portfolios in farmland. Fitch Ratings said this week in a report that farm lenders may see some asset deterioration, but the relative strength of the farm credit system and less volatile interest rates should ease the impact. Fitch does not expect the weaker farm income to affect the ratings of the farm credit system or individual banks in the system. Fitch expects smaller banks with agriculture loan portfolios larger than 5% will begin increasing their loan provision in the coming months to help manage the agriculture slowdown, just as banks with large exposure in the energy sector have also already done. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Here's the latest market information from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, the fiscal 2017 Senate Agriculture Appropriations Bill is headed to the full committee where it will be considered today. The Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee reported the bill Tuesday afternoon in a quick meeting lasting less than 15 minutes. The bill allocates just shy of $148 billion in discretionary and mandatory funding for the Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. That's $21.7 billion below the president's budget request, but $7.1 billion above the enacted fiscal 2016 levels. Senator Jerry Moran, the Kansas Republican who chairs the subcommittee, says the bill does a good job of balancing priorities on a budget.
The bill today will recommend within our allocation of $21.250 billion, which is $250 million below last year's enacted level, a reduction in funding. But despite that reduction, we are recommending what I believe to be a solid bipartisan bill that will address critical needs and maintain proper oversight. The bill reflects consideration carefully of agriculture and Food and Drug Administration priorities and is an example of that those priorities can be maintained while paying strict attention to fiscal discipline.
Moran specifically mentioned several aspects of the bill, including research.
The bill places significant emphasis on agricultural research conducted by the Agricultural Research Service and our land-grant and non-land-grant university system through the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. Today's research funding totals $2.54 billion, a $70 million increase above 16 enacted levels.
The bill also allocates almost $2.8 billion for the Food and Drug Administration. That's an increase of $39 million in enacted fiscal 2016 funding. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. May is Beef Month, so stock up now for your great summer grilling season. Beef, it's what's for dinner. This May Beef Month message, brought to you by Capital Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-649-7778. Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. But did you know that there are 29 cuts of beef that meet government guidelines for lean? Each one contains less than 10 grams of total fat, 4.5 grams or less of saturated fat, and less than 95 milligrams of cholesterol per 3.5 ounce servings. May is Beef Month, so go lean with protein and buy beef. It's what's for dinner. This May Beef message brought to you by WIC Buildings.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. And sometimes it seems that agriculture can't catch a break. For decades, agriculture has been working hard to come up with new ways to feed a growing population on a shrinking amount of land. And ag has done a great job of that. But now comes a move to undo some of that, as some consumers are demanding chickens that don't grow as fast. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
The U.S. chicken industry has spent decades figuring out how to grow its birds fast. Now, some of its customers are looking for producers willing to slow things down. A typical commercial chicken has been bred to grow twice the size of birds from 50 years ago in about half the time. This faster pace has meant big savings and fatter profits for the meatpackers that raise them. But now some companies like Whole Foods and Starbucks are betting their customers are willing to pay more for chicken raised at a more leisurely rate. Growing demand for meat from animals raised more slowly reflects a broader shift in consumer tastes for food and farm practices regarded as more humane and natural. The debate over how food should be raised has powered a flood of changes by meat companies that for decades have worked to drive down costs and scale up production. The meat buyer for Whole Foods says this is a decision about animal welfare and about the flavor profile of chicken. It's also about consumers who can afford to pay more. The cost of meat from slow-growing birds, which are often raised outdoors, can range from 20% to three times more than the price of conventional chicken. Jerry Moy, who's head of a breeding company called Cobb Vantress, which is owned by Tyson, said that the majority of consumers are not willing to shell out that kind of money to put chicken on their table. In fact, chicken is a desired choice by many because it is less expensive. And the breeding companies that put together the genetics for most of the world's chickens add that the modern chicken's feed efficiency, its ability to pack on more pounds with less feed than pigs or cattle, makes poultry ideally suited to feed a growing global population that is incorporating more protein in its diet. Global chicken production this year is expected to surge to a record 89.7 million tons, according to the USDA. But again, there is a move on the part of some who are willing to pay for it, apparently, to buy meat from chickens that are grown at a slower pace than most chickens. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. A service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
If things at the old coffee shop are getting a little dull and routine, bring up the debate about how food should be raised and who should be telling farmers how food should be raised. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 600 to 700 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 35 black steers, neighers, 450 to 6, 5 black steers, 5 to 6, 29 black and red steers, neighers, 5 to 650, 70 black steers, neighers, weigh 5 to 7, 50 red baldy and black baldy steers, neighers, 550 to 7, 31 mixed steers, 8 to 8.5, 8 black heifers, 8 to 9, 34 black and crossbred steers, 850 to 875, and 58 black steers, 9.25 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, reminding producers of a dairy special upcoming June the 9th.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you, our field is agriculture. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
There will be a retirement farm machinery auction Monday, May 23rd, beginning promptly at 12 noon for Willie Niehaus at Circleville, Kansas. Tractors and skid loaders to sell include a 2014 John Deere 6150, 2013 John Deere 6210, McCormick Farmall 140, 2014 New Holland 230 skid loader. Also selling a pickup truck and trailers and four-wheeler, including a 2014 Ford F-350 4x4 pickup, 78 IHC Lodestar 1700 straight truck, 2011 500 Honda Rubicon 4x4 four-wheeler, 2013 Mauer 28-foot steel belly dump with side chute grain trailer, 2014 Titan 24-foot gooseneck steel stock trailer, 2007 Titan 29-foot gooseneck flatbed trailer, and a 2011 Titan 8x20-foot bumper hitch low profile trailer. Haying equipment and other machinery will also be sold. Much is in good shape or very good shape. This retirement farm machinery auction for Willie Niehaus, Monday, May 23rd, begins at 12 noon from Circleville on Highway 79, go a mile and a half west on 254th Road to I Road, then a half mile north to the corner of I Road and I-6. Complete details online through the Manhattan Livestock /Klein Realty and Auction website or contact auctioneer John Klein at Onega.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Royals hold off the Red Sox 3-2 to open their split doubleheader. Eric Hosmer followed a single by Alcides Escobar with a homer in the first inning, and Lorenzo Cain added a sacrifice fly following Dyson's triple to provide Royals' only offense. Chris Young homered in the fifth for the Red Sox. David Ortiz drove in their other run. And then Jackie Bradley Jr. and Mookie Betts homered to back a strong start by David Price, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 last night to salvage a split of their day-night doubleheader. The Red Sox were clinging to a 2-1 lead when they loaded the bases off Edison Volquez with two outs in the sixth inning. Christian Vasquez dribbled up a single up in the middle to score two runs, giving the Red Sox plenty of cushion on the way for their left-hander that was pitching. The Royals visit the White Sox for three games beginning tomorrow night. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up three panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
Over the road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, it's MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull, and a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas, is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
Steph Curry was the shining star again as the Warriors even the series with the Thunder 1-1. Steph Curry scored 15 straight points in less than 2 minutes during the one dazzling third quarter stretch. The Golden State Warriors beat the Oklahoma Thunder 118-91 last night to even the Western Conference Final at one game apiece. The MVP scored 28 points, making 5 of 8 three-pointers and shooting for 9 for 15 overall, while Klay Thompson added 15 points on a balanced performance of the defending champions to bounce back from just their third defeat all season at Oracle Arena. Kevin Durant scored 29 points, but just 6 after halftime. Russell Westbrook had 16 points and 12 assists for the Thunder, who were outnumbered for the first time in 5 meetings with the Warriors this season. Game 3 is Sunday night in Oklahoma City. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Marysville High softball and baseball teams advanced to the semifinals in regional play. Marysville softball team took Nemahal Central 6-3 yesterday. They'll face Council Grove, the number 2 seed. Marysville's the number 3 seed. Council Grove beat Mission Valley 9-4. Top of the bracket, top seed Rossville advances with a bye to face Silver Lake. Semifinals this afternoon, Marysville and Council Grove square off at 3:30. In the baseball division, Marysville boys knocked off Beloit 9-6. Fourth seed Marysville will face top seed Council Grove this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Minneapolis. Bottom of the bracket, Riley County advances with a bye to face Southeastern Saline, who defeated Minneapolis in first round play yesterday.